like confetti in a Wednesday.
Welcome to Story to Screen here on KPEO World Community Radio, where we're rocking the film world each week on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go online, download the app, and listen in weekly with new guests and music, or catch the replay on wearestarfish.org. This is Story to Screen, and I'm your host, Eric Krefeld. Let's dive in. Hey everybody, Eric here with WeAreStarfish.org and Story to Screen, where we're rocking the film world each and every week. Today, special day, man. We've got a really, really awesome guy. I can't wait for you guys to meet him. I'm going to try not to kill his name because I slaughter it every time I try to say it, but Emu Victor, we've got him on the line, and I'm going to let him say hello and tell us a little bit about him. So, Emu, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So thank you for having me online. My name is Emu Victor Chibueze, and I'm from Lagos, Nigeria. I'm 20 years old, and I'm a Christian filmmaker. I'm a director, I'm a producer, I'm an editor, I'm a dancer, I'm an actor, I'm an artist, I'm a keyboardist, yeah. So, yeah, and everything I do is ministry-based, yeah. So I'm a Christian in everything I do. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you for that good introduction. That gives us a lot to go on. So, Emu, let's start with the just the filmmaking side of this. So, the films that you are making, are they all Christian films?
Basically, on my profile, it's supposed to be Christian movies, faith-based movie, and also inspirational movies. So, but basically, the dominant ones, they are Christian movies, yeah. So, but I have few faith-based movies and inspirational film, yeah.
Perfect. All right, yeah. And that's, and you know, I've watched a lot of your stuff. I've tried to follow and subscribe to everything I could find from you. And let's talk about, like, so you're always, dude. Every time I look up, you've got a new thing you're posting. So if you want to talk to us a little about anything that you're in the middle of, that is something you're working on or something you just wrapped up, you know, give us a little insight, information on some of the stuff you're doing.
Okay. Thank you. So where do I start from? Okay. So about about a month ago, I had some couple of productions. I shot about four different short movies. Basically, they are all yet to be released. Yeah, I just released Ignorance, the trailer of Ignorance, just last 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah. So, basically, I'm still on the pre-production aspect of this, but because of most outside productions, not my production, outside productions, so it has been, I've been unable to edit my own movies. Yeah. And also, currently, I recently moved back into graphic designing fully, because before I used to be a graphic designer, but it's got a little bit so clumsy and so difficult for me. So now, currently, I decided to move back into graphic design, and to me, I've been improving. Yeah, so I'm doing my graphic design, I'm doing my movies, I'm editing, and I'm also working on little content, like little podcasts, podcasts and motivational videos. So
hold on, let's back that up right there really quick, and just I want to make sure everybody catches that. So you're doing you're doing the cinematography DP work, right? So you're the actual cameraman on some of these, or most of these?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes,
you're doing the shooting. What about the audio? Are you do you have an audio person on set that you work with, or are you running audio yourself as well?
Basically, I want audio myself, because I don't have what it takes to employ an audio person to work on my audio. You know, I told you initially that I use my mobile to shoot. So
yeah,
it's basically more of a low budget movies I do. So not like I don't really spend a lot. I spend, but not a lot. So
okay,
it's just low budget. So I do them myself.
Okay.
God bless me with so many things. So many things you see in productions today, I do so many of it. The film posters, I create them myself. my cinematography, my editing, my directing, my producing, I do them myself. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to make sure everybody is catching that and understanding that you really are a one man production team. You're doing the pre-production, the production, the post-production, and you're putting out, I mean, I would venture to guess you're putting out at least like one or two shows every couple of weeks from what I've seen, because I watch, and you know, you're putting out stuff very regularly.
Yeah.
What about your actors and stuff? You know, like some of these productions you're doing, you've got several actors in them. Are these reoccurring people that you're able to use and reutilize over and over again? Or are you going out into your neighborhoods and just finding new people all the time? How does that work for you?
Okay, basically, I'll start by saying this. My family has really been a good support for me, my mom and my siblings. Yeah, so basically, if you watch most of my movies, you see some certain kind of people constantly in my movies. Yeah, most of them are my family, and most of them are just my friends. You know, it's easier gathering your friends to help you run your jobs and run your stuffs than going outside to call other people when you know you are not paying them. It's something that we are all trying together to come together and to build together. So most times I use reoccurring people in my movies, and most times if I feel there's need for me to call an outsider, I can just go outside my neighborhood and then look for people that can, I know they can help me out without demanding for anything, because it's something that we are not getting paid for. We're just trying to do something to put it out there and to glorify God's name. Yeah.
And that's, I'm kudos to you, man, because that is, you're putting in a lot of work. I know you put in a lot of hours on it, because I know what I do, and you're doing all of it on every production. So you're putting in a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of hours, a lot of energy. And so, you know, I guess my next question is really like, what, if you're not getting paid and you're not making money on this, like you're not getting paid for what you're doing, what is the purpose in doing it?
The purpose of me doing it is more of like preparing myself for the future, more of like a development, building myself. Yeah, I know that me currently investing my time, sacrificing my time to do these things, I'm not getting paid for it right now. But I know in future, this is something, okay, you know, to build a house, you need to set out your foundation. After setting out your foundation, you need to buy some couple of blocks, some couple of building materials. Then you start working on the building. From the building, you move to the windows and the doors, and then the windows and the doors, then you move to the roofing. After the roofing, then you move into furnituring. That is what it is for me. It is more of like building a house.
Sure.
So it's something that you need to, I need to work on the foundation. I'm not thinking about getting paid or even becoming successful. My primary aim is to build myself to a certain level. Yeah, to build myself to be good at what I do. So basically, I invest my time, I sacrifice my time, I sacrifice my sleep. Most times I sleep 2 hours a day. I just sleep 2 hours, and I use my remaining time to work and watch videos, learn online. Yeah, I don't have the money to go outside to learn, but I learn on my own. So I work online, work in the night, work every time. Just make sure I be a better person. And I know that in future, it will pay. Hard work pays. It's just like a step. Yeah. Building the process. Yeah, I believe in process.
Yeah, you are an impressive young man, my friend. And just, you know, a real inspiration to people in the production fields. You know, some people go to school for years to try to train and learn what you're doing. And some people just, you know, God-given gift, pick up cameras and start working on stuff. Some people, they get, you know, brought in by friends or mentors. And so I just, you know, I applaud your effort. I applaud, you know, the way you are approaching learning the craft of doing what you're doing and getting it done while you're learning and learning while you're getting it done. I think it's, I applaud you. I think I love what you do. I've, like I said, I've watched a lot of your stuff. So, before we get to a quick commercial break and listen to some music, let's talk about how people can find your stuff online. Can you rattle out some like websites, YouTube channels, link, you know, whatever links you want people to know about?
Yeah, you can check us out on YouTube at Vibrant Production. Yeah, Vibrant Production on YouTube, and on Instagram, Vibrant Production, and on Facebook, Vibrant Production, on my normal profile, Imobok. Yeah, Facebook and Instagram, Vibrant Production and Imobok, and on YouTube, Vibrant Production.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right. And so, yeah, for those of you, if you don't catch it on the live show, you know, when we put it back in replay, I'll make sure that I've got links there for everybody so that when you get the chance, you can just go to wearestarfish.org and you'll be able to drop down there, look at, you know, this week's production. You'll be able to find Mr. Emo there, and you'll be able to scroll down, look at, you know, some of the links to find his stuff. So all of these productions that we're talking about from him, you'll be able to find each one of them by clicking on some of the links that we'll leave for you in the channel at wearestarfish.org. So with that, we're going to step out, take a quick commercial break, and listen to a little bit of music, and then we will be back, and we will catch you on the flip side. Talk to you guys soon.
This radio is powered by Streamlion, the superior internet radio hosting service that provides our SOCAN license coverage. Visit streamlion.com for more.
Of love in Sheffield, Alabama. You could hear it in the air. People joined together by the sound. The groove was real. They say it came from the water. The swampers could feel it, yeah. And they began to play it. The music was alive and the river held all its treasures. No one could deny or even ask the reason why. Won't somebody take me there? Back to the river. Brown sugar, respect yourself. Love me like a rock. They came from everywhere around this big old world just to be a part. Hear it in the ripple. Listen to the waves as they sing. From the shore's edge, that old railroad bridge, those sweet, sweet melodies. Together, it was
change makers. Imagine a world where every small act creates a ripple of impact. At WeAreStarfish.org, we're turning dreams of a better tomorrow into reality. Join our global community of starfish where every person like you is a catalyst for positive change. Whether it's empowering education, environmental stewardship, or supporting local communities, we believe in the power of every individual to make a difference. Visit WeAreStarfish.org today and discover how you can be a part of the wave of change. WeAreStarfish.org, because each one matters.
I've got Emo Victor on the line here with us. And again, it's just such a pleasure speaking to this young man. Super talented, super ambitious, and we're really excited to have him on the show. So one of the things that we've been talking about a little bit already is that he is a one-man show. This guy is he's doing it all on all of these productions. You'll be able to follow the links and see some of the productions he's put out there. They're mainly Christian, motivational, family-friendly, that kind of stuff. So, Emo, let's talk about the music that you can use. So, you know, one of the big things, at least in the United States, is that, you know, there are so many music copyright issues. There are problems with people using music that is original music from other people without getting permission to use those things. And then, of course, when that happens, sometimes it gets cut out and then people can't listen to or watch your productions. So how are you dealing with music?
Okay, for me, dealing with music has been something that has been so difficult for me, and currently I'm still dealing with music because, for me, most of the movies I have put out on YouTube are copyrights due to because of the kind of music I use on it, and the reason why I still put out the movies, in as much as I know that this music are copyright music, is just for publicity sake.
Right.
Yeah. I know fully well that, okay, this particular content I'm putting out there, I'm not going to get paid for it. I know fully well that I'm not going to get monetized for it. But at least I'm putting it out there and people are watching it just for publicity sake. Yeah. Many of the music I have used are copyright music.
Right.
You know, so it's something I'm still working on.
Okay. And what people like sometimes don't understand too is that, you know, when you're not getting paid for something and you're using it promotionally, that, you know, you're allowed to do some of that kind of stuff without, you know, it getting in your way. Sometimes, unfortunately, it still gets in our way because even if it is promotional, sometimes YouTube and things like that will still block your audio because you don't have written permission from someone. And so, you know, that's, you know, part of what I hope to help you with, Imo, is that, you know, through this program and through the stuff that we're here doing here at Story to Screen, you know, I'm putting people like you in touch with original musicians, with original music, with original, you know, I'm going to put you in touch with composers and people that are creating their own music that are going to give you the right to use that music in your stuff so that your hands won't be tied anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'm excited to do it because I can't wait to see what you can do when we start to untie your hands a little. Because that, you know, I know that's it's a difficult thing. And so, yeah, there are some... you know, obviously there are going to be some challenges in working through, you know, you're in Nigeria, right?
Yes, I'm in Nigeria, Lagos.
Yeah. So, you know, there's obviously going to be some challenges working back and forth with, you know, timing and, you know, it probably won't happen as quick as you'd like it to just because, you know, the time difference, like even for us, you know, we're on this call together and you're 6 hours ahead of me. So, you know, the time of day that you have to do things to work with people in the United States, at least, is probably difficult. Fortunately, there are some people in Switzerland and I'm trying to think of some of the other countries I've been hitting, but there are some people in some other countries that I have been in touch with that are going to be people that you're going to be able to start working with as well. So I'm excited about all of that.
Wow. Okay. Okay, I'm super excited about this too.
Yeah, and you've got such great stuff to share with people. We're gonna jump out. We're gonna listen to another song for a few more minutes, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about that and your dancing and all of that because that's just another really interesting part of who you are, what you're doing out there, and what you have to offer all the people out here with that, the message that you're putting out. So
okay,
we'll be back in a few minutes with Mr. Imu. I'm gonna get it yet. Hold on. Imu Victor. Did I get it?
Okay. Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Without your beautiful accent in it. I got my American accent, so all right, we will jump back in and talk to my friend here soon, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Powered by Streamlion, the superior internet radio hosting service that provides our SOCAN license coverage. Visit streamlion.com for more.
All right, everybody, back here again. I'm your host, Eric. I've got my friend Imu on the line, and we were talking about his dancing and just some of the other stuff that he's doing. So I want him to tell us a little bit about this one. I caught this one on YouTube somewhere, I believe, and It caught me, man. It caught me. It hit me. It made me want to dance, and I'm a white boy that can't dance. So, I wanted to dance though, just listening to it and watching it. So, can you tell us a little bit about that one, Imo?
Okay, yeah. So, basically, I'll start this way. I started dancing at the 2012. That's when I started dancing. So, though I was not born with dance, I was never born with dance. So I started dancing because people I grew up with, they tried to oppress me in dance and something like that. So, but when I started dancing, I was not really consistent with it. So I'll dance for this year, next year I'll stop, I'll move to art, because I was initially born with art. So I danced this year, danced the next year. So that was last year. I decided to come to sit down and then think of what to do about dance. So that was when I decided to create Vibrant Dance Academy. Yeah. So I created it in my neighborhood. I called some of the youth and the young teenagers I have around there. I gathered them all together, and I was like, okay, I shared my visions with them. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to create. And many of them are not dancers. Many of them are just normal people. So I had to bring them together, start to teach them the little things I know about dancing. Yeah. And since then, it hasn't been easy. Yeah, it hasn't been easy, I must confess, because even currently till now, we still have issues with spacing and other things. So we've not been realizing for a while, like now. But I see the hand of God in my life, because I know currently in Nigeria, here in Nigeria, dance is not something that people really value. People don't really value dancers, because they believe that if you are a dancer, you are a wayward person, or if you are a dancer, there's no room for you to be successful. So when I was creating Vibrant Dance Academy, my initial goal was to change the impression and the perspective about dancers for people. I want them to know that being a dancer, you can also be a Christian. You can be a Christian dancer, and you can also use dance as a method of ministration. You can also use dance as a means of impacting people. Yeah, this is something that most people here in Nigeria don't know. They believe dance is just something you just do to have fun. But for me, I don't believe dance is something you do to have fun. So, and about the joyful noise music you saw online, and then you were happy about.
Yes.
That day, I was. Okay, it was after rehearsal. Me and my crew were preparing for a performance. So after the rehearsal, I was like, okay, I need to do a quick video. I just did the video and just edited it. I didn't really put a lot of energy in it. So I don't even know that the video would really go that far. I just did it, just edited it, and I posted it on Facebook, Joyful Noise. So the singer, the person who sang the song, his name is Iben. So he's a Christ Embassy musician. He's a celebrity in Nigeria. I've never met him before, though. And I've never met him before. But I know one day in the future I'll get to meet him. Yeah, I know.
So
I so much love his songs. His songs started from when he sang Victory and other music. I know you might not know them. So it has really been a huge inspiration to me whenever I listen to them and to dance to them, because I don't dance to secular music anymore. Though when I started, I was in the world. I danced to secular music. So I go to the hotel to dance. But ever since I met Christ, I stopped doing all those things. And I've been dancing just normal Christian music, and then trying to impact people, trying to teach people. I know people I have taught dance, and they're actually very, very good in dance right now. So It's something that I don't know how I'm doing it. I know God is helping me. I know just God is just there. It's just God. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Absolutely. I mean, your talent is undeniable. And you know, for any of you guys that are looking to find him, it's not hard. And I'm even going to spell some of this out a little bit for you, just because I want to make sure you guys find him. Imo Victor. If you can look up IMOBUCK, and then look up
yes.
Vibant, VIBANT. There's a lot of ways to find him on Google him, YouTube him, and like I said, pop onto wearestarfish.org. You'll be able to find the links. That particular one, that one really did. It blew me away, and I just kept thinking to myself, so wait a minute, is he a filmmaker? Is he a dancer? Is he like, and I'm like, and you know, you're all of the above, man, and bless you for it, because you've got a great message and you've got a great outlet for putting it out there. And I hope nothing but the best for you. I hope that what about you, man? What do you want out of this? Are you looking for like a producer to step in and bring funding to the table so that you can just do this all day long? Are you looking for distribution that's bigger and wider maybe than just YouTube, or you know, what's the next step for you?
Depending on God's plan for me. Yeah. Whichever way God wants it for me, whichever way. The first option you dropped about a producer coming in and then dropping in funding. Yeah, it's helpful and very, very important. And the second option you said about making a distribution, making just building something for the future. Yeah, they're both very, very important. But depending on what God actually wants for me. So God might actually want a producer to step in. Yeah, I believe in the power of collaboration and in the power of people helping people. Yeah, so this thing is not something that is easy for me, but I just try. Though the funds are not there, honestly, but we just try. We just try to put something out there to make sure we are consistent and to build this thing. Yeah,
right, right, and so give me an idea, because obviously in the States, you know, we're used to what kind of expenses it requires to do something. So let's take, I don't know. I like swag. I thought that one was really creative. I really liked what you did there with even just the name swag. When I saw swag, I was like, okay, all right. Let's see what he's got to say about Christian swag, you know? And, you know, cause for us, I don't know about you, but for us, swag means, you know, just like goodies. It's like a goodie bag that you get to carry. When people want swag, they want the t-shirt and the hat from the show and that kind of stuff. So I loved what you did there. So talk to me about swag and like, how did you come up with that? Let's start there.
Okay, so swag, saved with amazing grace.
Yes.
Yeah, I got inspired by that movie. Something happened in my area. Yeah. Where I live, so and that was about 5 to 6 years ago. Yeah, do you know the funniest thing? I got inspired 5 to 6 years ago, and I was not into filmmaking. Yeah, so last year, when I moved into filmmaking, the first thing that dropped in my heart was to create swag. Let swag be the first movie I create ever. Well, unfortunately, Swag was not actually the first movie I created. Yeah, so I got inspired by something that happened. Yeah, so in my area, we have lots of thugs. Yeah, which people might believe that this guy has no remedy to repent. Right. So normally, I used to be like, okay, we are all humans, so we can just go to meet anybody and then talk to them and then push to them and then they get saved.
Sure.
Though the initial story I wrote for Swag, the initial film I made out there was not actually what I planned. Though I'm planning on Swag Part 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And it's gonna be very, very different from the first one. Yeah. So when I saw a thug who actually gave his life to Christ, that was what inspired that movie actually.
Nice.
And Swag, because even supposing you know Nigeria, you know that Nigeria is a place of Nigeria is not an easy place at all. Forget it. The thugs here in Nigeria, many of them will say this guy has no remedy. They can never repent. They can never be born again. So I actually saw it for you. A thug gave his life to Christ, and he was all on tears. And then I know when people try to implicate other people for their own sins. And another reason why I made that movie is that no matter what we do, if we live a certain lifestyle, we should never try to look back and look at it again. I'll go back to it, because if you live a particular lifestyle and you try to go back to it, the consequence that would follow you would be more than what you were supposed to collect. I don't know if you understand what I said, but I could break it down if you want me to.
No, yeah, that's good stuff, man. And yeah, break it down too if you want. That's good stuff.
Oh, Okay. This is it. You are a sinner. For example, now you are in the world, and then you've never known Christ. So, and then eventually one day you go to a church, and then you hear the preaching of the pastor, and then you get born again, and then you become a child of God, and you become a born again, and eventually you become a pastor, for example. And along the line, you decide to backslide and go back to sin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that the punishment that would come upon you would be more than what's going to be what was supposed to be on you already, because at that point you know Christ already, you know, right, the right thing to do, but you decided to go back to the world.
Yes.
Yeah. So my sister actually took the lead character of that movie.
Wow.
She took the lead character, and my mom took the leader of the thugs. Yeah, that fair lady, she's my mom. So wow. and the other younger one, the one who took the lead character, she's my sister, my twin sister actually. Her name is Victoria.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were the one that took those roles. So though when I was shooting the movie, you know, I use my mobile to shoot. I use an iPhone 6, an iPhone 6 to shoot that movie.
Okay.
So when it got to the end where they were beating her, the phone just went off. Boom. Mm. And then we were on the street already. There was nowhere to charge it. There was no power bank. There was nothing.
Yeah.
And then I was almost going mad. I was like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to finish this production today. And it was already getting late. So I just had to borrow somebody's phone out there. Just lend me your phone. Let me just shoot this last now. And I was telling my cast, okay, please just come together fast. Let's quickly do this. And then they came together. We just did it. I did it. It was,
wow.
That it was so exhausting. It was so exhausting.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was what happened. So when I tell people I use an iPhone 6 to shoot, they be like, okay, I have an iPhone 6 to shoot a movie. Like, yeah, maybe they might be like, did you use an iPhone 14 or an iPhone 13? I say no, I use an iPhone 6 to shoot the movie. Most people don't actually believe me. Yeah.
Wow. So good stuff. Good stuff, man. We're going to take another quick break. Come back. We only get a few more minutes, but we've got just a few more things that we got to make sure we talk about. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back in, and we will catch you guys on the flip side in just a second.
Where did I go? What did I do? Did I get lost? Are you here too? Use your eyes and your ears. How did you feel back in those years? Who do I see? Her hair is gray. Could that be me some future day? When she speaks to me, what does she say? She says, go change the world, it's not too late. Age doesn't matter, it's a brand new day. Time matters, start today. I can't stay there, I live here, I'll find my way, that much is clear. See the truth, forget your age. This is our time, this is our stage. Who will know peace because you exist? Who will sleep easier because you live? Do what comes easy, use your gifts. Go change the world, it's not too late. Age doesn't matter, it's a brand new day. Time matters, start today. Where are we now? What can we do? Just watch for signs, then follow through. The garden blooms like back then. Lights in trees will glow again. If we just follow signs, we'll know the way. Age doesn't matter, it's a brand new day. Time matters, start today.
Changemakers, imagine a world where every small act creates a ripple of impact. At WeAreStarfish.org, we're turning dreams of a better tomorrow into reality. Join our global community of starfish where every person like you is a catalyst for positive change. Whether it's empowering education, environmental stewardship, or supporting local communities, we believe in the power of every individual to make a difference. Visit WeAreStarfish.org today and discover how you can be a part of the wave of change. WeAreStarfish.org, because each one matters.
In every production I've ever been on, there's the story that was meant to be told, and there's the story that gets told. So, and what I mean by that is, you know, we all go into these productions with a vision of what we want to do, and sometimes that vision gets played out pretty well. Sometimes it gets skewed to the side. Sometimes it gets turned upside down. Something completely different happens. So, just if you can let us, you know, talk to us about, you know, any other productions that you've done where just, you know, something really unexpected happened that turned out to be just an incredible blessing that you would never have thought of yourself, kind of thing.
Okay. Firstly, what I would say is every single production I have ever had has been a huge testimony to me, and there are a lot of deep stories behind it. So I'll quickly talk about that film I shot, Transformation. Yeah. Transformation. I don't know if you saw the movie.
Yes, so, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me tell you how it all went. So you know, when doing things like this, you would get to meet some certain people, you get to know some other people in your neighborhood, and you get to know some certain people and their character. Yeah. And I grew up in a neighborhood whereby I see my friends doing bad stuff, going into fraudulent and going into all these things, trying to buy things to oppress me and something like that. But someone like me, I can never be easily oppressed because I know I have God in me. Yeah. So there's this guy, he works with me. He works with me for production and things like that. So he has a mini tripod stand we borrow from him to shoot the movie. So basically, when I start a movie, I don't have a phone, I don't have a tripod. I borrow all this stuff from my friends. And then, but just that, I borrow them. I have the skill, but they don't have the skill. I have the skill, but they have most of the equipment. So I just borrow them. So this guy is always about me putting him in my movies, even if he doesn't know how to act. He always want me to put him there because he's the one bringing the tripod. So on this fateful day, I think it was on a Saturday I shot Transformation. Yeah. So a day before the transformation, the shoot, I called the guy on phone. I was like, okay, can we get the tripod stand? He was like, yes, no problem. In the evening, we're going to get it from me. And we're going to get it from me. And I was very happy. And I put all my hopes on him. I called the other guy. He uses a Samsung. So I used an Android phone to shoot a transformation. He uses an iPhone S6. Yeah, I use an iPhone X. I mean, Samsung S6 to shoot transformation. So I called him later in the evening. If he was still going to bring it, and the next thing he said was that it wasn't with him, that he doesn't have it anymore, that he wasn't going to give me, and that was like immediately he said that, the first thing that came to my mind was to cancel the production. And I really felt disappointed, because I had put all hopes on him that he was going to give me this stuff. So I reached out to my mom. I was like, okay, I think we have to cancel this production. My mom was like, no, we have to do it. No, we have to do it. I was like, no. And most of the guys I called for acting that they were giving me excuses that they were going to be busy. Mm. So
I don't want to cut you off, but it's breaking up really bad now. Do you want to try to call me back, or do you want me to try to call you back real quick? I can't quite even understand you now. I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to try to call you back.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. All right. So yeah, okay. back up a little bit and start again, because it was starting to break up pretty bad. So I want to make sure they get this.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So I said, okay. Well, you heard the part of when I wanted to collect the tripod stand.
Yeah. So I know you needed to borrow one, and that's about as far as I can hear.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I called the guy in the morning to get me the tripod stand in the evening. And then he was like, okay, he would get it to me in the evening, that it was with him. I said, oh, okay. So I called other guys that were supposed to act in that movie. They were like, they were going to be available that day. Yeah, my intentions, I never intended to act in the movie. Yeah. Even notice the movie, I took the main character. I took the lead role.
Right.
Yeah. So, and in my production, I'm the only cinematographer there. So, but though currently I'm actually training some guys on mobile cinematography. Yeah.
Okay.
So later in the evening, I called the guy. I was like, okay, so can I get the tripod stand now? And the next thing he said was that he wasn't going to give it to me, because I'm not going to be putting him in the movie, and he's no longer with him. He was just giving me excuses. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then immediately what came to my mind was to cancel the production.
Mm.
And I quickly reached out to my mom. I was like, mom, I think I would have to cancel this production. And my mom was like, okay, no, I don't have to cancel this. I told my mom, it is quite impossible for me to shoot a movie without a tripod stand. And moreover, and it's Samsung S6 I wanted to use to shoot the movie, and normally a Samsung S6 doesn't have a stabilizer,
right?
Directly, not like iPhone, where you can shoot on maybe 1080p 60fps or 4K 60fps.
Right.
A Samsung phone doesn't have all those features.
Right.
So I was like, okay, mom, it is impossible. It is quite impossible for me to shoot without a tripod. So she encouraged me. She was like, okay, I should just shoot it. Also, and then I was like, okay, no problem. Since I'm the one shooting it, I know how I'm going to handle the camera in a way whereby people are not going to notice that I didn't use the tripod stand for it. And then next thing, somebody called me. The person that was supposed to take the role of Solomon, he called me. He said, hello, Victor. I'm not going to be around. I was like, oh, my God, what is this? What's happening? I was like, I was not myself anymore. I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
Mm.
So, and then I told my mom, mom, see, this is a sign. We need to cancel this movie. We need to cancel it. She was like, no, we have to shoot it. Yeah. I said, okay, what do I do? Being that I'm a writer, I quickly did some other things on my writings. And I was like, okay, I think I'll be the one to act, but I need a cinematographer.
Mm.
So I started thinking, okay, who should I call? Because there was one guy I called. Immediately I told him, he just billed me. And I got no money with me, so I just told him, don't worry. And then I was thinking, so there's this guy that is a friend of mine. He learns dance from me. This guy, believe you me, Mr. Eric, this guy knows nothing about videography. He knows nothing about cinematography. Honestly, he doesn't even know how to hold a phone camera, honestly. So, and immediately, it was him that dropped my mind. I was, call Michael. His name is Michael. Like, call Michael. I was like, Michael, okay. Michael doesn't know how to handle camera. Like, what the hell is Michael for? That thing just kept insisting, call Michael. Michael, just call Michael. He's just directing. I'm like, okay, okay, fine. I'll call Michael. So I decided to call Michael. I called Michael, and then Michael was like, okay, fine, boss. I'm coming. I was like, okay, no problem. And two other nights, I couldn't sleep because I was thinking, what exactly does Michael know? Michael knows nothing about videography and cinematography. I'm like, okay, as a spirit leads, no problem. So on that day, we were supposed to move out for the production by 7. So I don't have any equipment. Yeah, it was just a wired lapel mic I used for my Android phone. I used a Technopop 6. So, and the camera is, trust me, the camera is very bad. It's not okay at all. So I just use it for just calling, and they just to go online on Facebook and something like that. So I most times record sound separately on the phone, and then when I want to edit it on my phone, I'll try to send it back to the other phone, and then, you know, all these kind of things. So I just moved out with my tripod. No, not tripod. I don't have a tripod. I mean, my mic and my phone, and then my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
So we already planned that we were going to shoot it in one church around one area like that. So this time around, I called for production around 7. Nobody was there up to 9. I was waiting. I was like, oh my God, mommy, I told you this is a sign. I told you we need to cancel this. So I was like, no. Then before you knew it, I saw Michael from afar. I was like, he was waving, hey, boss, I'm here. I'm like, wow, thank God he's here. And then in my mind, I was like, wow, this guy is feeling so confident with himself. I don't know what he can actually do. He might just come and mess everything up for me. So finally, when we got to the church, as we were about enter the church, this is something that happened to you. The pastor wife of the church sent us away from the church. She said we would not use them for that shoot.
Oh no.
Yes. She said she was not going to. And normally it's supposed to be a church setting. So she was like, she was not going to allow us to use the church for the production. We had to beg her. Because the guy that came with us attends the church and he stopped going to the church. And then she was like, because he stopped going to the church, she was not going to allow us to use the church for production.
Oh, no.
We had to beg her. And then it was so devastating. We begged her for up to 1 hour. And then she finally agreed to allow us to use it. But this time around, she said she was actually in my frame. So she refused to leave the frame. She just took a chair like a troublemaker, and then she just put it down there. She sat down there, and then she was like, and then she started disturbing us. She was like, since we don't want to go, she's going to disturb us. And then I told my mom, let's just go. And then my mom was like, no, let's just shoot it very quick and go.
Mm.
So now this is the most interesting part of this story. So some parts where I did not appear in, I was taking short of it. So the part where I was supposed to appear in, so I was like, okay, Michael, are you ready? He was like, yes, okay, he's going to try. And then I gave him the phone. I showed him a few things. Okay, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to move. Do you know a particular shot? We shot it more than 20 times.
Oh, just my goodness.
To get it. To show you how stressful it was. So if he shoots one, I'll check it. No, okay, I'll delete it. I'll say, no, Michael, here, you have to do this again. And then we'll do it over and over and over again. And then finally, I think the phone got low again too. Yeah, we don't have a power bank. It got low again too, and then something like that. So, and then we created awareness. Some people came. They were looking at us. Okay, what are these guys doing? Though we're not looking really professional because we were just with only phone. Nobody actually knows that we did not use a tripod stand to shoot star movie. We only used our phone and our hand to shoot the movie, but nobody actually knows. Yeah.
Wow.
So finally we shot the movie, and then it was just there. So I think that was the day Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse came out. Yeah.
Okay.
That particular day. Because I remember going to the cinema to watch Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse after that production. So now, pre-production now became a war, because at that instant my phone got spoiled.
Mm.
because I shot the movie on a different, on someone's phone, and I collected it on my phone. Now you see, there's so many things behind this movie. It's about temptation. Yeah, like the temptation that were coming, the obstacle, they were just trying to prevent that movie from going out. Because that movie itself reveals so many things about churches.
Yeah.
And this is something that happened in churches. They try to judge people by their looks instead of their hearts.
Yes.
Do you know, if that lady had successfully sent that man, that depressed man, Solomon, out of the church, he would have gone home and committed suicide. Or he would have gone home and killed himself.
Yeah.
But immediately she sent him out of the church, the pastor called him back, and eventually he kept on going to church, and now he became a pastor of even a church.
Right.
You see, even the Bible says there is joy in heaven over a soul that gives his life to Christ, and the 99 that are just. So basically, that film was trying to reveal something about churches, but the devil was trying to bring down the film totally. So he made my phone ghost point, and then I said, no, okay, I was going to use my mom's phone to edit the movie.
Wow.
So I begged my mom, though my mom goes to work, so each time she wants to go to work, I give her a phone. If she comes back, I collect the phone again. I keep on editing it. So finally, as I was editing it, more ideas were coming. It was going well. I decided to do a voiceover for the beginnings. Yeah.
Wow.
So now, doing post-production, this is the funny part of it. I exported the film at 1080p, 60 FPS. So when I uploaded it, it uploaded at 3060p. See how bad the quality is. When I uploaded it on YouTube, the quality was so bad. So yeah. I deleted it for about 6 times before it finally went as 1080p. So my stories are long, sir. The stories are long. So I think I just stop from now. So I just have a lot of stories. If you want me to keep on talking, I can keep on talking from now to next tomorrow. And then this story is not going. It's never going to
end. I wish I could, man. I wish I could.
My stories are just coming. And there's something like that.
I wish I could. And you know what would be really fun is to have you back again. I don't know, man. I'm gonna talk to our board on Starfish and just see if there's some way that we could do like some kind of drive to get you some tools to make things a little more interesting, because you are resilient, my friend, and you are inspirational, and you have got stories to tell, and I can't wait to see them all come to life. So I am. I'm gonna talk to our board. I'm gonna talk to some of the people that I know and just see what we can do to get some equipment to you, because I would love to see what you would do with it. I think you would put it to very good use. So tell everybody again one more time how they can find you, because I really want to make sure people can find you, find your stuff, find your videos, find your movies, find your music, find your dancing. Tell them how to find you.
Okay, for my movies on YouTube, you can check me up on Vibrant Production on YouTube. And for my Facebook and my Instagram page, you can hook me up as Imobuck. Yeah, Imobuck. Yeah, Imobuck. So basically, I post my movies, my dance, everything, my graphics, everything on Imobuck, both on Facebook and on Instagram, and also on TikTok. Yeah, but for the movies, I post them on Vibrant Production on YouTube. Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Well, Imu, it has been a true pleasure having you on here tonight. We are going to schedule another one, because this has been just way too fun. I'm going to get you in touch with some people that can start helping you with music, and then we'll see what other kind of what happens here, because I just have a feeling something pretty amazing is going to come out of all of this. So
thank you so much.
You're a very inspirational guy, and I can't wait to see and hear more from you. So thank you for being here on the show with us here at Story to Screen, and we look forward to having you again back some other time.
Thanks for spending some time here at Story to Screen on KPEO World Community Radio. I'm your host, Eric Krefeld, and we're rocking the film world every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can download the app or listen live, or catch the replay at wearestarfish.org, because each one matters. Catch you next week on Story to Screen. Keep supporting film and music. It's the story we tell that matters.
This radio is powered by Streamlion, the superior internet radio hosting service that provides our SoCan license coverage. Visit streamlion.com for more.